New to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is your place for honest answers.
Naturally Savvy.
With registered holistic nutritionist, Andrea Donsky.
And health journalist,
Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis with Andrea Donsky, back together
Hello.
Again. Andrea, how have you been?
I have been great, Lisa. Really, really good. Busy, but really fantastic. Happy to be back.
Oh, so glad you're back. All right. So who is the sponsor this month for our fabulous show?
So this month is Bigelow Tea. Very excited to have Bigelow Tea sponsor Naturally Savvy Radio, because without them and their support, we wouldn't be able to be doing what we do. So you can learn more about Bigelow at BigelowTea.com. And in fact, my Lisa Collins and I visited Bigelow not too long ago, and they took us on a whole tour of their factory. Super, super cool. And we took note of it on our Instagram story. So really fun. So happy that they're sponsoring us this month.
Now, is it really sad that I'm a little hurt that I'm not your Lisa when you said my Lisa?
My other Lisa.
That's right. You can have two Lisa. You know, people can have more than one Lisa.
All right. I've had like 15 of them.
Yeah, it is. If you were born in the late 60s or 70s, it's a popular name. All right. So today we're going to be talking about what sugar does to your body. And we're going to be talking about some wonderful natural sugar alternatives with the fantastic David Rosenberg. Yay. David, hello. You're from Now Foods, and we're super excited to have you on.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's so nice. You know, I have to say, sugar is a tough one. And Andrea and I both have kids. And sometimes I feel like as much as I try and as hard as I try, my daughter is still eating more sugar than I want her to. And that might sound funny. You're the mom. You know, you control what you buy. But there's school and there's friends. And I mean, Andrea, I'm sure you can relate to this, right? I mean, we can do the best we can at home, but I just feel like that sugar monster is just everywhere.
Oh my gosh, that's our biggest thing at home. I tell my kids all the time, you're eating so much sugar, you know, we have to moderate it. Now, again, I did write Unjunk Your Junk Food, so I'm not about not having any, and I'm a realistic nutritionist, but I am a big fan of making sure that we limit our sugar, and especially, you know, for adults who have issues, sugar is, it's inflammatory. We should really be limiting it. And I do so myself. So I'm really excited, Dave, that you're on the show today. We've been working with you for a while. Now Foods is one of Naturally Savvy's partners. I've been honored to know Dave and to work with Dave for a long time. And you have a host of different natural sugars that we talk a lot about at Naturally Savvy, like xylitol, erythritol, monk fruit, which is your newest launch. So let's talk about sugar and what you're doing at Now Foods. Why is it, you know, different than any other sugars that are out there? And let's dig into monk fruit itself, because I'm a huge fan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, monk fruit is, it's outstanding. It's such a great sweetener, great alternative, you know, zero calories. You know, first, I think it's important to talk about sugar and what it does to your body and just why is it so addictive? I mean, we all love sugar. I love sugar. There's no replacement for that great sweet taste of sugar. I mean, companies have spent billions of dollars trying to replicate that taste of sugar and reduce the calories, take the calories out. And you have all these artificial sweeteners out there that are trying to do that. But in reality, nothing tastes like sugar. And one of the reasons we love sugar so much is it creates that dopamine rush that you get, that just that pleasure sensation. And once you have it, your body wants more. Your brain says, give me more, give me more. I love what you're doing. And so the more, the little that you have, the more that you eat, and it just kind of keeps compounding itself so that you have this, you know, terrible addiction. And it can lead to a lot of, you know, terrible things for your body. In addition to weight gain, which is real obvious, we have this high level of diabetes in our country. I was reading the other day, like 30 million people have diabetes or prediabetes. That's 10% of the U.S. population. That's just incredible.
Wow. Yeah,
and
now
that sugar addiction has a lot to do with it. So it is really amazing to see what sugar can do. You mentioned that it's an inflammatory, and that has a lot of disastrous effects on your body as well. It creates a lot of inflammation, joint pain. It can affect your cholesterol levels. There's so many horrible things that can happen when you have too much sugar. But I'm also in that camp that if you can limit it, you know, minimize the amount of sugar that you have, you'll feel better. You'll live healthier. You'll reduce that inflammation as well. So the key is trying to wean yourself off of sugar and find those sugar substitutes that are still healthy for you. that kind of give you that sugar taste, that sugar sensation, without all those terrible, you know, side effects that you get from sugar.
You know, Dave, one thing before you jump into the different types of natural sugars is I do want to be clear with all of you who are listening is we're not saying get off sugar, but start taking artificial sweeteners, because that's a big go-to for many of us, especially when we're trying to wean ourselves off sugar, is, well, let me go for that sucralose, or let me go for that ACE-K, which is acesulfame potassium. But we're here to say, please don't, because it is one of Naturally Savvy's scary seven ingredients, artificial sweeteners. There's a host of different, especially with aspartame, for example, a host of different side effects that people are experiencing. So my whole thing is, why go for those chemicals when there are healthier options like xylitol, like erythritol, like monk fruit, like stevia for many of you? So really, those natural options are really what you should be turning to. And in many cases, they're just as sweet as sugar, and sometimes sweeter than sugar, and they won't have all those negative side effects. So Dave, you know, let's talk about monk fruit, because it is really the newer child on the block, for lack of better words. Where does it come from? You know, why is it, you mentioned that there's no calories, but what are some other benefits for it, especially people who are looking to kick that sugar habit?
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I really like about monk fruit is just that it has that really clean, sweet taste with very little bitter aftertaste. So it does get a lot closer to sugar than most of the other sugar alternatives out there. Plus, it's natural. So definitely want to avoid all those artificial sweeteners. So it's naturally derived from monk fruit. Actual fruit. You're actually taking the mogrosides, which is the sweet component of the monk fruit, and creating a powder with that. So you can really use it in just a variety of applications. It's wonderful in a beverage, coffee, tea. Use it in yogurt, oatmeal to sweeten that. It has zero calories per serving, which is great. And it's what we call a high-intensity sweetener. And most of these are. You know, stevia is also a high-intensity sweetener, which means it can be up to 200 times sweeter than sugar. So you only need a little bit of it, just a pinch of it. It goes a really long way. So a bottle of it can last a long time. And it comes in different formats. You know, it comes in an extract powder. We sell it in a liquid. And then soon, under the Now brand, we'll have it in organic monk fruit extract packets. So you can actually have a packet of it.
Mm.
And we're one of the only brands that actually sells an organic monk fruit, which is really cool, too.
Oh, that's awesome. You know, you mentioned it only has a little bit of the bitter aftertaste, because that's what I have trouble with stevia. I notice if you can get like a stevia erythritol blend or a monk fruit erythritol blend, or, you know, it's usually less, but I haven't tried monk fruit yet. I don't know why. I need to. So I'm excited.
I pretty much
use erythritol and xylitol all the time, because stevia is just, I find it to be too bitter. So you're going to have the individual packets. I'm excited to try that. And are they little packets? Because you said it's really strong. Or do you just like use a little bit of it and then you can like seal it back up or wrap it back up?
So our packets are going to be monk fruit and a combination with organic erythritol. So you need the erythritol in there as a carrier. Otherwise, you'd be putting so little amount in the packet, it would feel empty to most people. And it'd probably get lost in the seam because it's so strong. So the erythritol helps balance that out a little bit and acts as a carrier without adding anything artificial to it.
Oh, that's interesting.
Well, you know what's so great about
that.
Those? Yeah, is that, you know, I'll buy unsweetened coconut milk beverage or unsweetened almond milk beverage for my daughter. And then at this point, I've been using xylitol, and I'll just add a little bit instead of buying the sweetened kind that has like 10, 12 grams of sugar per glass. It's ridiculous. But I'm excited to try this monk fruit combination. Do you do that, Andrea? Have you done that? Where you take like an unsweetened beverage and then just use the erythritol or monk fruit or something to sweeten it?
Oh, yeah. I do it all the time. I even put, you know, I put xylitol. I love xylitol or even monk fruit. I'll put it onto my grapefruit sometimes if I want something a little bit sweet with grapefruit. Yeah, I put it into smoothies. I use it for baking. I literally use these natural sugars for everything, these sweeteners. Yeah, for everything. So, Dave, you know, obviously, you have the xylitol, you have the erythritol, you have the monk fruit. Talk a little bit about the difference between each of them for people who do want to try it.
Mm-hmm. So the erythritol, xylitol, those are what we call sugar alcohols. And sugar alcohols come, you know, they're naturally found in fruits and vegetables. Erythritol is basically a yeast that ferments glucose from cornstarch. We use a non-GMO corn, and we actually have an organic erythritol as well. So what's nice about erythritol, it's about 70% as sweet as sugar. It digests really well. because most of it gets absorbed in the bloodstream before it reaches the colon. So you really have less digestive issues than you might have with other sugar alcohols. So that's why you'll see erythritol used in so many different places. It does have a very mellow taste, and really don't get too much of an aftertaste with it either. Xylitol is also another great sugar alcohol. It's about 40% as sweet as sugar. It's about actually 1-to-1. It's closer to sugar as far as sweetness levels go, and it doesn't raise those blood sugar levels. Another benefit of xylitol is good for dental health because it starves the harmful bacteria that you might find in your mouth. So it has xylitol is nice. It has a slight cooling sensation. You find it in a lot of toothpaste. You find it in mints because it almost has that minty taste to it. Really works well in a beverage, and you can use it in combination with other sweeteners. And then, of course, there's stevia, which is from the stevia leaf, and that's an extract from the stevia plant, very similar to monk fruit in a lot of ways, in that it's also about 200 times sweeter than sugar. Now, you mentioned that you don't like the bitter aftertaste that you find in stevia, and I'd have to come back with you at that and say, well, not all stevia tastes quite the same. There's good stevia out there, and there's bad stevia out there. It's almost like wine. You know, you can have a bad wine, and you say, oh, I'm never going to drink wine again. I had one bad glass of wine. And it's kind of true with stevia. There's a bad glass of stevia out there. But don't write off stevia. Not all stevia tastes the same, and that's because of the way it's extracted. And different companies are using different extract processes to pull the stevia, the sweetness from the stevia leaf. But we use, and the better stevia brand, we use a whole leaf extract that kind of mimics the flavor that you would get from the stevia leaf. So it's not what we call a high Reb A. It's actually a moderate Reb A. Oh, okay. So a lot of, you'll see that on the back of labels. If you look at some beverage or whatever, you'll see Reb A. And that's a component of the stevia leaf that gives stevia its sweetness. One of the great things about Reb A is because it's so sweet, you don't have to use much of it. So companies like to use it. But the downside of a very high Reb A product is it can be very bitter, and it can give you that bitter aftertaste. By using a lower Reb A and the better stevia, you get that sweetness without all the all that bitterness. So it's actually it's a fairly good one, and it works well with erythritol. So it's a good sweetener, good alternative, and it's natural. And ours is organic, too.
Oh, fantastic. Well, you know what I found yesterday at this little health food store a few towns over from me is something that I've been wanting to find, and I was so excited, and it was a product that had almond flour, chocolate chips, and I think it's erythritol, and then you just add, you know, organic grass-fed butter or coconut oil, and it's virtually sugar-free. I mean, there's a little bit of sugar in the chocolate chips, but that's fantastic. And I'm wondering if Now Foods has a plan to do that, because that was really amazing to be able to make my family, you know, cookies that were almost sugar-free and tasted really good.
Yeah, that's a great, and it's such a great find when you could, you know, really when you find something like that and it works well for you and it's a great replacement, it's easy to use. We came up with something that's called Sugarless Sugar. And basically, it's a 1-to-1 sugar replacement, a natural sugar replacement. It's a combination of stevia, erythritol, and some gums and emulsifiers, so you can actually use it wherever you used to use sugar. So if you want a lower calorie, it's about 1/3 the calories of sugar. So if you have a recipe that calls for a cup of sugar, just swap out a cup of the sugarless sugar, and it browns, it bakes up, it even gives you that texture just like sugar, without all the calories and none of the sugar. So it has zero sugar in it.
I love that, Dave. Awesome. And, you know, I bake all the time, and my kids don't know the difference when I use sugarless sugar or I use erythritol or xylitol or monk fruit. They really don't know the difference. And that's what I think is so spectacular about these natural sweeteners is that, and even, you know, I don't know if I've tried your stevia, Dave, but I've tried everything else. And I do believe that when you have that right mix, that right amount that you're using in your baking, people won't even know. They may not even realize that they're eating, you know, something that doesn't contain sugar, and it's so much healthier for them. And we're not using artificial sweeteners to counteract that sugar, to replace that sugar. So I think when you have these healthier options, like we always say at Naturally Savvy, you know, we give you those options. There are healthier ways that you could eat, right?
Yeah, and they still taste amazing. You know, David, I'm curious about when you first got interested in healthy living.
You know, that's a great question. You know, I was a junk food junkie. You'd think that, you know, living and breathing all of this stuff and now foods is everything is about healthy and wellness and we limit sugar and sodium, all that stuff. And you eat like a saint, right? Well, that is not how I grew up. Basically, if it didn't come out of a bag or a box, my mother didn't make it. Right. I grew up on Twinkies and the Ho-Hos and the Oreos and all the junk food in the world. And, you know, I've spent like a lot of years trying to wean myself off of that and just making myself feel better. Not that I felt horrible, but, you know, over time, that stuff can catch up to you. So I used to have a Coke every day. I don't drink soft drinks anymore. So it's, and I understand, I really firsthand know how hard it is for people to get off of that sugar kick and that junk food kick, but there are great alternatives out there that make it easier for you. So probably the big change is always that tipping point in your life, right? Where kind of you wake up and all of a sudden you see the light and say, hey, I can't live the rest of my life like this and eat like this and feel good. For me, that came when I actually went to work for Power Bar, the energy bar. In the day when Power Bar, remember those
guys? That was it, right? That was the Power Bar.
there wasn't, people didn't say energy bar. They said Power Bar. That was the only energy bar out there. They invented the category. It was an amazing company to work for at the time. But it really opened my eyes to nutrition and sports nutrition and just how to eat what right so you perform better. So if you're going to run a marathon, how do you need to eat in order to do that? Or if you're going to go mountain biking. So for me, it was very aspirational watching these people and living and breathing what all these other people were doing. Ironmans and amazing accomplishments, cross-country ski marathons. And, you know, not that I wanted to do all of that. I definitely wanted to be part of that. In order to do that, I'd had to eat a lot better. And they taught us about nutrition. One of the first days on the job, they took us in and they told us everything they knew about the nutrition from the founder of the company, Brian Maxwell. It was just an amazing culture, amazing company to work for that really lived and breathed everything that they were doing, a lot of passion behind it. And for me, that was a wake-up call to trying to kind of limit the amount of junk food that I was eating.
Oh, that is so cool. Now, you talked about the sweeteners. What other things does Now Food have? Now Foods, I should say.
So on the food line, we have everything from grains to flours, nuts, seeds. We do gourmet oils. We do Q cups, these gourmet quinoa cups, which are amazing as well. Got about over 200 items in our food line alone under the Now Food brand. And the Now Food brand actually is under the Ellendale brand. That's kind of our gourmet specialty brand where you find we actually just launched our Nutty Infusions nut butters under that line.
Oh, my really gosh.
Great flavors of nut butters.
They are so good. Okay, you don't understand. First of all, you don't understand. Lisa, salted caramel cashew butter, mango chili, miso. Like, it is miso ginger. Like, it is insane. And literally, you can eat them out of the jar with a spoon. Like, Dave, you knock these out of the park. Like, really, kudos. They are delicious.
All right. I'll get some of those for sure. That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
And that's a great tie into, like, how you can avoid, have something really indulgent without all the sugar. I think in that, there's only, like, 2 grams of sugar, and you get this caramel cashew butter that tastes better than caramel. Like, and you know how much sugar there is in caramel. You can't have caramel.
Oh my goodness, that's all
apple.
It is.
You know, it's like a sugar for a day. Now you could actually dip an apple into the caramel cashew, the nutty infusions, and it tastes better than a taffy apple, you know, without the sugar.
No, it's really good.
So there are great alternatives out there,
Yeah, and what I do too is I'll, like, let's say I want a snack in the afternoon, I'll put it on some crackers, or, you know, I'm grain-free, so I'll do my grain-free crackers, or I'll put it on, like Dave said, an apple, a fruit, like, or I'll eat it from the spoon. Like, literally, it is that delicious. So, you know, I highly recommend all of you. Dave, where are they sold, the Nutty Infusions? Because I know it's they're a newer product for you guys.
Yeah, it's brand new. It's only been out for a few weeks at this point. So it's just getting out into health food stores. You'll find it online. Best bet, if you want to find it in a store, go to our website at nowfoods.com, and we have a store locator on there. So look up our Nutty Infusions. Actually, go to nuttyinfusions.com, straight to our page for that product, and get type in your zip code. You can find a store near you. Definitely, like, on places online as well.
You know, for many people listening, they may have not known that Now Foods makes this, you know, over 200 different products, because we are very well known for your supplements. If you shop at health food stores, even, you know, you walk into
I guess, Dave, are you in mainstream stores as well in the U.S., or is it primarily health food stores?
Yeah, we're branching out. In the past, we were strictly a natural foods brand. We were only sold in the natural channel. That has changed over the last few years. So you're starting to find us in different places. Whole Foods Market carries some of our products. They'll be carrying the monk fruit later this summer.
So you'll
definitely can find us in more mainstream places. And that's going to just increase as time goes on.
Yeah, so really important to check it out. And what I learned a lot, so like I was saying at the beginning that I went to visit Bigelow, they invited us down. Now Foods invited me down a couple of years ago, and I got to see what their offices were like. Yeah, they invited us down to check it out. And I got to interview Dave, and I, we were just talking before we went live, is I got to interview Dave, Jim, who's the CEO, and then also the person who takes care of quality assurance. And it was a huge, huge eye-opener for me. And we were sitting there. It was an amazing Facebook Live. I don't know if you remember this, Dave. Like, literally, we were all almost in tears. People were, like, writing comments of, like, oh, my God, I didn't even know this about Now Food. So it was so amazing to get to know the people. And you know me, Lisa, I'm all about the people behind the brand. Like, we need to understand who we're buying our products from, who are the people that we, you know, I have to love the people behind the brands that I'm buying. It's just who I am, and I have been for 20 years. And Now Foods is one of those companies that really, big thumbs up, great quality. They put so much, you know, every here. Dave, I'm thinking, wow, I think I should be hired for your PR. I'm literally I'm laughing, but it's so true because it is such a great company. Well, I'm very passionate about brands who care about their consumers, and Now Foods does. Yeah. So that's why, you know, I'm not passionate at all about much, but very passionate about healthy living.
Stop it.
I'm just kidding.
That's so funny. David, how did you get involved with them? Are you one of the creators or of the company?
No, I wish I was. Now it's been around for 50 years, so it's still family owned, still independent.
Nice.
So yeah, which is kind of rare these days for a company our size. Everybody seems to be gobbled up by somebody else. So it is really cool to be part of that, you know, a family-owned company where you really talk directly to the people that own it and run it. And I'm directly involved in creating the products and the concepts and the ideas behind it. So it's a great culture here, and a lot of passion goes behind what we do. And there's so many different items and so many different products, not only in the food line, but our supplements, personal care, and sports lines as well. It really feel like you're making a difference because you're really trying to empower people to live a healthier life. And that's kind of our mission statement behind the company. And that's kind of how I live my life as well, too. I really want to help people live healthier.
Which is a great way to end the podcast, Dave. You know, I definitely am a huge fan of you. Dave and I met many, many years ago at a show, and very grateful, Dave, to have you and Now Foods as a sponsor and a partner with Naturally Savvy. So thank you so much for all your support. And before we do go, please, Now Foods also just launched these amazing dragon fruit chips that I'm also obsessed with. Again, that amazing afternoon snack. Oh yeah. If you follow me on Instagram at Andrea Donsky or at Naturally Savvy, Lisa, I'd like you to give you a shout out to your Instagram after too. Please follow us because I do post a lot of stories around my snacking, my mid-afternoon snacking. And
the
dragon fruits is one of those things that I literally love. I mean, if I'm craving something sweet, I mean, dragon fruit chips they're delicious and so good for you and so good for the liver. So thank you, Dave, for being on the show and for being a part of everything that we do. And that's it, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us today. And if you haven't subscribed to Naturally Savvy's podcast, please do, because we really want to help you and others live healthy. And please share our podcast with your friends and family, because the more people we help to educate about living a healthy lifestyle, the more Lisa and I feel really good about what we're doing. So please subscribe. Please share. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa, and you're listening to Naturally Savvy Radio. Like us on all social media at Naturally Savvy, at Andrea Donsky, at Health Media Gal 1, and at Radio MD. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay well.